All right then, everyone. You've just read about three ways to save Torreya taxifolia. Unfortunately, none of these three options provides a satisfactory solution. In the first solution, reestablishing Torreya in the same location, that doesn't seem like a successful idea. This is mainly because of what's happening to the dampest and coolest areas within Torreya's microclimate. Unfortunately, these areas are strongly affected by changes in the climate of the larger region. It's possible that climate change has contributed to an increase in overall temperatures in the region because wetlands throughout Florida have been drained. In any case, many of the areas across the region are becoming drier. So, it's highly unlikely that Torreya would have the most productive and safest conditions for it to survive within its original Florida microclimate. Moving on to the second solution, assisted migration by relocation. Relocation actually failed another tree, the black locust tree, when it was moved north to a new environment. In fact, when this happened, the tree spread so quickly that it killed off many of the trees and plants in that environment. This also includes some of the species that were already in danger of becoming extinct. This proves that assisted migration can have unpredicted outcomes for the new environment. Not to mention that relocating the Torreya could also have an undesired effect on the species itself. Lastly, research centers don't sound like a good solution either. That's because the population of Torreya trees that can be kept in the centers will probably not be able to resist diseases. For a population of trees to survive a disease, it needs to be relatively large, and it needs to be genetically diverse. This is how tree populations thrive in the wild successfully, because they satisfy that criteria. Research centers, however, just wouldn't have the capacity to keep a diverse, large population of Torreya trees. This means it is doubtful that the evergreen trees would be able to survive diseases in the long run.